I didn't even know what I was coming onto the podcast
that's
for.
The whole, that's
yeah,
the whole
so that's why when you asked me, let me tell you. Wait, no, you said, let me tell you what we're going to talk about. I said, no, we don't. Let's just go for it.
It's
better that way.
And I think we did fine.
Well, we see how viral we become.
Insignificance with Mohit Ahuja.
Hello and welcome to another very exciting episode of Insignificance with me, your host Mohit Ahuja. Today's episode is really special. हमारे साथ आज मेरे एक बहुत अच्छे दोस्त हैं. He is more like an elder brother, a fellow biker, an avid traveler, a person who's known for his crazy adventures on two wheels and four at times, very rarely.
Sometimes. Getting there. Old age.
So, let me introduce you to Veer Nakai. Veer, की हालचाल?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Good. Yeah, it's
seeing you.
Absolute pleasure having you here.
It's all mine.
How's prep going on for the tank up?
I think we're ready. I think all the ingredients for the barbecue have shown up. We made the barbecue today. You were there to help. I think we're ready. We're ready to go. Tomorrow we do some pre-cooking and we open the doors on Saturday and let the hordes in. Hopefully there'll be hordes.
For everyone who's listening, this episode is coming out after this tank up.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about the Spiti tank up.
Oh, the Spiti tank up is, nothing has started. We've just announced the race. So hopefully by the time this comes out, we will be in a good place. But we're in a good place. We know where we're having it. We know where we're having it. We're doing it at Hotel Dezo, it's run by a friend of ours, Karan. And we know what's going to happen there. He's happy to have us there. So that's half the planning is done.
And you think we have a cool setup here?
Yeah, we have a very cool setup.
Very cool. We have these bikes parked behind us.
Yeah, very cool. It adds the vibe to... Well,
to our lives, what
to
we
our
do
lives.
Actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
it's a part
we've
of.
We've always been in a good place, especially been on bikes.
I mean, maybe this chopper with hardtail would be very interesting to take on an adventure. Tell me
something. Motorcycling and childhood. It started back in your childhood, early Punjab.
For me, as in my association with motorcycling?
Yes.
Yeah, because I grew up on the tank of my dad's bike. So, I mean, like, it didn't mean that I started riding... early. Okay. I wasn't allowed to. Mm. I needed a license, and for that license, then of course you have to be a certain age. Mm. I was the last out of a really large group to get a motorcycle. Mm. No one else had an Enfield. There were many things associated to me getting the Enfield. Mm. Eventually, I did get one, and I think I was the only one. There were a few RX-100s. Mm. The Shogun was new. Yeah. We had 13, 14 Shoguns. We had friends, like everyone bought Shoguns, right? So I was the only one who had an Enfield at that point. And I guess just stuck, and that just took over and took me wherever I had to go then.
Nice. But tell me something. We talk about a lot of parenting and mental health and men's health in the podcast. So tell me, how was your journey when you were growing up with uncle and... Now that you're a parent...
There are like things that I don't think existed in my mind at that time versus now.
Okay.
It seems there's a lot more pressure on the kids now because there's so much more stimulus, there's so much more information. Mm. I feel like we were duds in comparison to like at what my daughter is now and when I was her age. You feel like you're like a very simple... We led a very simple life. I lived in Chandigarh. So, I mean, like, she lives in Bombay. Just that changes. There is so much anxiety, right? Just is like
the
so much going on.
Completely different.
Right?
In the cities.
And then, like, I grew up in Chandigarh. Where, like I'm saying, you're surrounded by family. You're allowed to do what you want. At her age, I was, like, on my bicycle all over the city. Parents didn't... I had a simple rule. You have to come home by the time the sun sets. Mm. And if you didn't come home, your parents would still find you. Regardless of where you were in the city, right?
And ye wo zamane hai jab mobile phones nahi the.
There was no way to track anyone. It was like just like you knew a group of these kids would play every evening and they would disappear somewhere, right? so I mean, like mental health, it sounds stupid. It just didn't, you never thought about it like.
It wasn't even part of the conversation back then, I think.
Yeah, in our society anyway, not part of our conversation. But like, it never was there. You were happy, content. You went home sweaty and dirty. You had a shower. You had your dinner. You watched TV. I don't think we even watched TV. I think Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon now? Was. No, back then was back like then, that was the only amount of TV that you watched. Huh. And you
TV
read,
was still a luxury, na?
You I mean, there was one channel or whatever. Right? You read and you went to sleep and you started the day. Then
what was the show that you watched? Bachpan mein koi yaad hai? मुझे अलिफ लैला याद है चंद्रकांता
चंद्रकांता आई वुड वॉच विद माय ग्रैंडपेरेंट्स ऑफ कोर्स यू वॉच लाइक रामायण एंड महाभारत वी ऑल वॉच बट आई मीन लाइक इट वाज फॉर द कार्टून्स राइट वी वाज दैट यंग सो इट वाज लाइक स्पाइडरमैन इट वाज ही-मैन इट वाज आई थिंक स्ट्रीट हॉक बट देयर वाजंट रियली मच गोइंग ऑन सो आई मीन we just didn't have that much information to bombard us. Right now आई सी माय डॉटर हैज मोर इन्फॉर्मेशन देन आई हैव नाउ राइट सो ऑब्वियसली देयर इज गोइंग टू बी I mean, it's just too much. Mm-hmm. So obviously, there's something good to. There's like drama, or there's like anxiety attached to it. Mm-hmm. So I mean, like, I don't remember being like that. Like, I think back, and as a parent now, I'm like, hey, these things weren't like. It says it's stupid to say they didn't exist, but they didn't exist in our life at that point. Huh. Which we were lucky, obviously, to grow up in that situation.
Nice. So, you know, in the podcast, no, I try to, when I talk about parents or whatever friends and guests I invite over the podcast, I try to have a variety of people.
Right.
Because har kisi ki zindagi se kuch na kuch seekhne ko mil jata.
Bilkul.
There's some takeaway, right?
Yeah.
So, in your case, the one thing that really, pushed you to come for the podcast was two factors, which I think are very strongly out there.
Yeah.
In today's world, in the modern to social media world, right? And you are living both those lives,
right?
There's one thing when I hear from a lot of people with, and there's a philosophy I have that parenting is not just about having a kid and parenting that kid.
Yeah.
There's also parenting that you're constantly doing with yourself.
Definitely, yeah.
So you're always, like every day, you are teaching yourself something new.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
How all of us have survived.
Absolutely.
Now, whatever age anybody is.
Agreed.
Jo bhi insaan 25 saal jee liya hai, usne kuch na kuch har roz seekha hai.
Correct.
Ki wo us 25 saal tak pahuncha hai, wo bewakoof nahi hai, usme kuch akal hai.
Correct.
Right? So there's a certain amount of parenting that you're doing with yourself or with your kid.
Yeah.
If you are like a real parent.
Yeah.
And there is the social media angle.
Yeah.
Ab hota kya hai ki in today's date, no? बहुत बार क्या होता है कि एक तो बहुत सारे पेरेंट बोलते हैं हमारे पास टाइम नहीं है हम बहुत एंड इट इज आल्सो ट्रू आई एम नॉट ब्लेमिंग
एब्सोल्युटली
इट इज अ क्रेजी वर्ल्ड राइट नाउ प्रेशर
एंड स्पेशली इफ यू लिव इन लाइक वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट सिटीज
यस अ प्लेस लाइक बॉम्बे दिल्ली एनी ऑफ दीस बिग सिटीज या जो आजकल स्ट्रगल ऑफ सर्वाइवल है ना इट हैज चेंज्ड लाइक आवर पेरेंट्स आई थिंक वर मोर कंसर्नड अबाउट हाउ टू पे द बिल्स We are concerned about that too.
No, I'll interject there, but because you have to see where they came from. See where they came from. You see where their parents came from. We came from in a world where my grandparents were there during partition.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So they moved from that world to where India was kind of changing in the middle is where my parents came from. After partition, but I mean, like, lived in that drama of like being because in the north, I mean, partition was a big deal that we got to Chandigarh because of partition. Like, so lives moved according to that. Mm. So see how things changed for them. So my parents' generation is nothing like their parents' generation.
Yeah.
Right, and we have gone one further than that.
Yeah.
We are not. I mean, like, we have taken whatever we've taken from there, but we have grown to like we're a whole different generation. The things that
agreed,
we are seeing,
agreed, totally.
If you look back to my grandparents, like, it's such a huge jump of how the world has changed in the last 100 years, let's say, or not even 100 years, less than. Mm. So obviously, parenting has been one of the biggest things that's changed.
Yeah.
Right. Time was all they had, right, to be able to parent. Now time is like the
you
hardest.
Literally by time and even though you don't succeed at it.
Absolutely.
And aajkal wala na jo generation, I think the pressure is, earlier it was more of survival for them, for our parents.
Yeah.
Like us zamano mein agar aap ek naukri pe jaate ho ya aap kaam karte ho aur aapke boss ne aapko thappad bhi maar diya aap kaam karoge wahan pe. Today you can't even think about that. Kisi ne unchi awaaz mein baat kari, immediately we leave the space and we want to quit.
Correct.
Aaj ka zamana bahut alag hai.
Correct.
It's more about a social stature.
Correct.
right? We are more pressurized about having a social standing.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids want to look fancy, and we are more worried about the kind of school our kid goes
Correct.
To. Earlier, it was just about education.
Correct.
Right? So, when I thought of you for the podcast, there are two lives that you're living. One is that busy life, which all of us have.
Yeah.
Especially when you're traveling a lot.
Yeah.
Right? And the second thing is when you are yourself a social media face.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Social media. And you're out there.
Yeah.
Everyone knows
yeah.
you are a known face.
Yeah.
So, and obviously that does have an impact on Gia, who's 13
Correct.
Years old
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
So what is the impact it has? How do you guys, you and Amrita, balance it out? Especially when both of you are busy. You are traveling
with,
most of the time.
To start with, like Amrita, when Amrita travels, she travels more than I do. Right?
Achha, okay.
But it goes back into when we knew we were pregnant. Hmm. We knew we didn't want to raise Gia in a way that we were never around for while she grew up. That she would not grow up with help. Hmm. The only help that we had when Amrita and I couldn't be there would be family. So it would be my sister, Amrita's sister, my mom, Amrita's mom. Not even that, like, she'd hang out with my father and my Amrita's father.
Yeah.
Right? So Gia spent her time with family growing up when Amrita and I couldn't. But for the first 3 years, one of us was always there. And then, I mean, then of course, it's hard to manage skeds. And like, because Amrita travels far more than I do. But one of us is, it's always like a day or 2 days. It's not like 10, 15 days, right? Yeah. So one of us has always been there. But we understood that. We understood that with our lives that we could, we're lucky. Again, that we can like compartmentalize our time. Mm-hmm. And I can build my time around things and know a year in advance. So it was easier. So yeah, that way. That's why it is.
And
the
how's
way it is.
How's Gia's relationship with your grand with her grandparents?
She's great. Like she has a great relationship. She can live with them. She can talk with them. She can have full conversations with them. She can she's lived with them for months on end. Like, her idea of a good holiday is to go and live with her grandparents either in the village or in Chandigarh. You
yeah.
know, so it's a relation that's totally devoid of Amrita and me.
Hmm.
It's her own relationship, which is great.
And that's very important. Okay,
of
the
course.
Reason I ask that question is, बहुत ज़्यादा ना आजकल बच्चे भी isolate हो गए हैं because these nuclear family setups have come.
Yeah.
And I know it for a fact that it takes more than two people to raise a kid.
Yeah, I mean, they say, of course it does. Correctly, I guess. The what we forget is to, and correct is, of course, it's relative to what everybody feels it is. But yeah, it definitely does.
Hmm.
It's been, the idea was to be fun and be hands-on and be there.
Hmm.
Because eventually it is your child. So what I say is like, my kid, I'll ruin this one the way I want to ruin this one, right? our problem, if we make her a terrible person, our problem is if she turns out to be a great person. But it's my deal to do.
Hmm.
And we've lived it like that, yeah. We've lived it and we've never let her, we take her wherever we go.
Hmm.
If we can, she travels with us. Or she has traveled with us. If Amrita is shooting a film somewhere abroad when she was a baby, she traveled with us. People who employed Amrita knew that she would come along and I would come along so that the unit would always... it was a unit that was always traveling together. So,
mm-hmm.
It's not like she didn't see us. She understands. Now, hopefully it works. Like, she understands hard work. She understands why it's being done. But she was like... It also added to the fact that we traveled a lot as
yeah.
she was a child. Which is a whole different education that I don't think anybody could have given her.
Yeah.
You know, it's given her a broader perspective of, whatever little life that she's had to spend in the last 13 years that she can remember and she can relate to. So I think it's been great. But it was a conscious decision in the beginning that we knew that it had to be like this.
Hmm.
But again, both of us have grown up in, like Amrita's like, dad was in the Air Force. And she was the youngest of four by like a huge amount. So she's
okay.
lived like a very good childhood. Like in at home or like in like Punjab or wherever her dad was posted or with her sisters, right? The structure was great, and I've done Chandigarh, yeah. So that is what we want. We know what the plus points of that upbringing have given us, or hopefully can give us. So we wanted her to have that. So yeah, conscious decision from the beginning.
And when we talk about jo ye zindagi hai na adventure wali, living on the edge. You and I live it every now and then.
Yeah.
We try to live it every day, but obviously it's not possible.
We live in Bombay, I guess. That's to me, that's living on the edge every day.
Living in Bombay is very much living on the edge. You're actually the edge is your wit's end. Mere ko to aisa lagta hai.
Oh, well, I don't mind living in Bombay. I don't have to travel. I don't have to go to office. So it's great. It's a great.
But and I love the updates job dalte ho na.
Yeah.
Jia ke saath.
Yeah.
Whether it's when she's done something in school, some competition she's participated in. Right? I know she hates it. That's how all kids feel. When the parents put out something, they themselves putting out is okay.
Yeah, yeah.
वो पेरेंट्स करते तो बच्चों को पता नहीं क्यों एम्बैरेसिंग लगता है कि
शी डजंट हैव सोशल मीडिया सो शी कांट पुट एनीथिंग
सर शी डजंट हैव सोशल मीडिया एंड दिस इज फ्रॉम कमिंग फ्रॉम अ फादर हु इज ऑन सोशल मीडिया फॉर अ लिविंग सो हाउ डज दैट ट्रांसलेट
आई स्टार्ट विद आई डोंट डू सोशल मीडिया एज फॉर अ लिविंग लाइक दैट्स टू दैट इट्स सोशल मीडिया इज अ बाय प्रोडक्ट ऑफ व्हाट वी डू
अग्रीड
सो आई डोंट इट्स नॉट फॉर अ लिविंग राइट सो She didn't even have a phone.
Hmm.
But she has a phone because we need to keep track of her because now we travel so much and she's more independent. She needs to be more independent. She's 8. I mean, she's 13 in class 8. She needs to be more independent. Like, we were very independent when we were that. And we have to empower her to be that. The phone was something that we required her to have.
Yeah.
Correct? But social media is not something she doesn't need to deal with because I live... Like that so, I waste so much time staring at my phone, being on social media, and like just scrolling and look at motorcycles. Yeah. So no, she doesn't need it. She needs to do other things. So
that's a very informed decision. Ki nahi zarurat
hai. No, I told her. Then the thing was that I said to understand how to use social media. We took our time getting there. Like we did things and then social media showed up, right?
Yeah, it
was like a path that
led to social media. High five or Orkut ke zamane.
Yeah, but I mean, so it got here. So for me, it was like, if you want to be on it, you have to understand how to deal with it. And to understand how to deal with it, she started writing a blog. That's how she started writing the blog. It was also lockdown. It was a great way for her to be able to get like some of, I guess they must have, all that terrible time and that frustration, be locked in the house with your two crazy parents, obviously out, right? I said, then you'd be, if you can understand how to work that, and understand people talking to you and talking back, you may be ready to be on social media later on.
Yeah.
Right? Now I say she's not on social media. She is on, what is it? On Pinterest.
Okay.
Yeah. She is on Pinterest. So she has some time on Pinterest. She started taking photographs. So she has a VSCO page.
Hmm.
Right? Which is now. She's getting there because she's showing the interest in it. But she's not on it all the time. She's not looking at updates. She's not... Pinterest is just like, she reads a lot, so all of her interests that are there,
all the quotes,
the visuals and like whatever there is.
Yeah.
And for like school now, they have to be on the internet because there's so many projects. So I mean, like it's the way it is.
Hmm.
But we started her there. She doesn't have an Instagram account. She doesn't have a Facebook account. And I don't think she misses it. Like she doesn't.
Big
like
deal.
It's not something like her friends have it.
Yeah.
I don't think. To me, it's like, you've not done enough in life to be on social media talking about it because what are you doing on social media, right? Mother and I hate like selfies and taking hundreds of selfies. We may do it for once in a while, but it's not a page full of selfies, right? So when you can put something out there and know what you're putting out, you will be happy to have on social media. But be social first among your people face to face before you get there, right? So yeah,
coming to the Bombay life, and this is something which I see a lot of parents also facing, and compared to the life you and I live, jahan pe hum log to nikal jate hain bikes leke, bachcho ke liye bahut constrained spaces hai. They don't really have spaces to go out, play.
Oh, we are lucky because we've lived in the same apartment and the same area for the last 15 years, so all Gia's friends live in that, like if that building is her bestie whose birthday it is today, so she's there with them. And next building is another kid. She's grown up.
Play areas kam nahi cities mein.
No, we have a real big, huge garden outside our building. Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, like, luckily, it's just luckily in the space we're in, it's been there. But now what play area? They're 13. What play areas are they going to? Now they're going to like swimming in the club or play squash in the club. Like that's what's happening now, right? So they had enough. I mean, where we are, at least they had. We have a huge garden on that side of the thing and one right outside our building. So, we had enough space.
So, from the motorcycling world to this parenting journey, what is the one thing you try to teach her? Pass on to her, if not really.
This motorcycling world is my life. So, it's not even like, it's not a thing. So, it's not like, I don't see it as like a separate thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. You have to be how insignificant you are, and like all your things hardly matter when you're standing in front of a mountain that's 14,000 feet high and centuries old. So, I mean, I don't think I have enough things to teach her yet. But
when you come back, I'm sure there are stories, travel stories that you tell her.
She hears the stories. She listens to our nonsense stories. And I don't know. We don't know what she's taken away from it. We'll find out when she's older.
But kuch reaction to aata hoga?
No, I don't think. Unfortunately, she lives with parents like Amrita and me. The reactions have all been like faded away. she knows she's in, always in for like some random story is coming with some random ending. We've sensitized her to a lot of it.
But
you have to be calm and cool. Yeah, that's it. Like everything, you can't lose your head, because none of that is going to solve anything. Right? Again, problems come, you solve them, but you have to be calm about it, think about them. And I've learned that from motorcycling. By like freaking out in the middle of nowhere, it's not going to get you anyway. You got to like follow the steps to figure out how to get yourself out of it. I guess hopefully that is what she'll learn.
That's a takeaway for me in this episode. You know, freaking out in that situation doesn't really help, because I see a lot of parents freak out.
But
as a teacher, sometimes even I freak out. I'll be very honest.
No, like, right, I'm human. I have my moments. I'm not saying I'm more with her, maybe less out in the rest of the world. But it comes to motorcycling, right? You've broken down in the middle of nowhere by freaking out. It's not going to get you anywhere. Sit 2 minutes, think calmly. Kya karna hai? Can I fix it? Can I not fix it? How far will I have to walk? Something, there'll be a solution somewhere, but you have to like calm yourself and like figure it out, right? To like lose your shit. Works everywhere. If you put it into perspective, it works everywhere. Yeah. You know? Maybe that, hopefully. But who knows? Who knows?
Nice. And coming to Tank Up.
Since
we started off the podcast with that.
Bolo.
Spiti is the next Tank Up. What?
Spiti is the next Tank Up.
What was the idea behind Tank Up? How did you get to this?
The idea was, everybody thinks they're dirty motorcyclists who eat terrible food on the side of the road. Maggie, for instance. I don't eat Maggie. It is terrible food. High and nobody five. Should nobody should eat it. When there's so much lovely rajma chawal or like mutton on the side of the road in the mountains. If you look hard enough, you'll find it. You don't even have to look hard enough. It's there. So the idea was just to do like fun bits over good food. That's where it started from. To over a barbecue. And we must barbecue. We love pork. So we must do pork. And then it just like grew from there. To be small, to have like intimate conversations, to be like, if you are like 100 people on a weekend hanging out, people can talk to each other. Maybe hopefully inspire someone to ride a little more, to understand why we ride, to understand why Candida rides across the world, to understand why Miral did her trip. Yeah. To understand why Harsh and I want to spend time on the motorcycle looking, going to places that no one's ever heard of. What are we getting out of? Hopefully we'll be able to inspire those people, or not even inspire, just they understand. Hopefully for people whose families don't understand ke motorcycles late kya kar rahe ho, to see what we're doing, that we're, it's not just like nonsense. Yeah. Right? That was the idea.
What are young people in today's world turning to motorcycling, and families maybe barriers abhi bhi hain to a great extent.
A lot of it, again, now we go back to being excuse the word, but FOMO. I get a lot of like, I'm 20, motorcycle has come. I want to go to Leh 4 din hai mere paas. Nahi yaar, you need 40 days to do Leh. Right? Even in today's day, to see it right, to do it properly. 4 din mein kuch nahi hone wala. And you're 20 years old. You have all the time in the world. I did a little bit of the rat race. I was 30 when I started riding motorcycles. To start with helmet stories and to then what Tank Up is now. So, I mean, like whatever we've moved to get there, I was 30. When Harsh and I started helmet stories, he was my age now. So he was in his like 42, 43. But we had something to talk about. Because we had done stuff. It goes back to the same thing with Gia being on social media. What are you being social about? You have to know how to interact or have some like masala in your life to be able to get there and be social, right? Or be out there and say something for someone to listen to you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just that it's selfies. And I went shopping today. So you need, I mean,
carry on.
It needs to, I lost my train of thought, but you got to live it before you preach it.
Yeah. No, that's also another, I think, something very important, that like how you just told about how Helmet Story started.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people struggling with this in life, और मुझे भी ये लगता है कि यार कभी भी कुछ भी आप मतलब पहले सीख लो, वहाँ तक का रास्ता देख लो कैसे है क्या है, and you can start it off at any age, and when you also teach, and that again is a very secure place to be.
Yeah, but how can you take, like how can you tell me that something is wrong when I know it's correct because I've done it 17 times over? That's how Helmet Story runs its rides also, right?
Yeah.
We don't put anything out there until we've done it multiple times over ourselves. So then you're just on for the ride because you know everything about that space that you're taking people to show them. That's why we say we show people India the way Harsh and I like to see India ourselves. So it's very easy. Then you can't come and tell me something different and I know better than you, right? It's my information. I've not read it off the internet somewhere. It's my own. Because I've spent my time. But at...
So, khud se karke, dekke, seekke, and then taking it from there.
Absolutely.
Definitely makes it a more informed decision or a more informed experience. I guess. A finer experience.
I mean, we didn't know any other way again, unfortunately. We didn't know any other way to do it. That's also
learning
nothing.
By doing. Educating by experience.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way I learned everything. A couple of raps and then you knew that what won't get you rapped.
Nice. Good stuff. So I'm looking forward to the next tank up.
Come on.
And I'm definitely riding there.
Jeffrey, hopefully your new motorcycle will be there.
This podcast, please log on to the gram.
To the gram and find tank up.
Tank up. TNKUP. Very simple.
ADV. That's what it is. Tank up ADV. Yeah. Someone already had tank up, so we added adventure to the end of it. Yeah.
And made it even better with that.
We hope so. We'll see now. You may be hearing this after the tank up that we're getting ready to put out.
Yeah.
But
so anyone who's listening to this, we're actually getting ready for this. Is the fourth tank up.
Yeah, fourth.
And when you listen to this podcast, we'll be
on our way to the fifth.
Yeah. You can register for that. Sign up.
Just come, find us on the gram and like follow us and see what we get up to.
And you never know, we might be sitting in Spiti, in Kaza and having a conversation that. And having fun while we are at it.
Oh, that's the most important part. We
with
must
some
have
bikes
fun.
Parked behind us.
Some.
Just the same way.
Some. Thoda sa.
And some food.
Lots of food.
This was one good conversation, Veer. Thank you so much, bro.
Rarely people say that.
And no. Honestly. Very, very insightful. And I think it's a very big takeaway for the parents. And from where I look at it, and because I deal with parents almost every day as a teacher.
Yeah.
And it really helps when you know that a parent is coming from a very secure place of thought.
Yeah. Okay.
It makes
yeah.
life easier for the kid.
Yeah.
As a teacher, it makes life easier for me as well. But I think for the kid, it makes life easier. So all the parents, I think, wo khud ki insecurity se pehle fight karna bahut zaruri hai.
Yeah.
And that's something I've learned from you today. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All the best for the next tank up.
Thank you very much.
And looking forward to riding with you.
Yes,
and
soon.
More conversations and
soon.
More fun.
Soon.
Thank you, bro. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I didn't even know
what I was coming onto the podcast
that's
for.
The whole, that's
yeah,
the whole
so
time.
That's why when you asked me, let
we
me
keep
tell
it
you.
Fluid.
Wait, no, you said, let me tell you what we're going to talk about. I said, no, we don't. Let's just go for it.
Let's just go for it.
It's better that way.
And yeah. I think we did fine.
Well, we see how viral we become.
To everyone listening to this, this is me, Mohit Ahuja, signing off with Insignificance with Veer Nakai.
Insignificantly Veer Nakai.
No,
I like that. I like that. It's going to be my next t-shirt.
Insignificantly Veer Nakai. Yeah. No, he's very significant and a very good friend. And thank you so much, brother, for this.
It was good seeing you.
I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I'll see you very soon. Until the next one. सिक्योर रहिए, बहुत ज़्यादा अच्छी जगह है जो जहाँ आप जिंदगी में बहुत सिक्योर जगह से आते हैं ना, खुश रहते हैं आप, जिंदगी आसान हो जाती है. हाँ, वो अप्स एंड डाउन आएंगे, लेकिन द वे यू डील विद देम, दैट जर्नी बिकम्स अ लॉट मोर ईजियर. बहुत जल्दी फिर से मुलाकात होगी. मेरा नाम है मोहित आहूजा और इस शो का नाम है इनसिग्निफिकेंस. टेक केयर, सी यू सून.
इनसिग्निफिकेंस विद मोहित आहूजा.